Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to the show. Randy Jones, Mike Grace, here at Petco Park, getting ready to talk to our good friend. I got to think he's probably been on the show more than anybody else, as far as people that aren't co-hosts or hosts. Corey Brock of MLB.com, Padres.com, joining us from Seattle. Corey, you're on the Cholula hotline. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm still waiting for those royalty checks to roll in.
Yeah, don't hold your breath either, Corey.
Yeah, not with Blooper at the helm. Yeah. He's pocketing those things.
Randy, they don't tell you that ahead of time, do they?
No warning whatsoever, Corey. But, you know, overall, it's been a tough road trip for you guys so far.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. You know, I think a couple of those games in Arizona, they feel like they'd like to get back and take back a few pitches there. And yesterday, boy, you weren't really in that thing from the get-go with the way the Mariners jumped on Ian Kennedy early and then kept adding on with the long ball in a ballpark. And I know this from covering the Mariners in 2006. You know, this is not a place that's very, conducive to hitting, really. It's but they made the ballpark look small yesterday.
They really did. Have you heard any updates? We heard Will Myers is back in San Diego, going to see a hand specialist. Have you heard anything beyond that about his injury status?
No, I think that's the latest at this point. You know, the Padres may get some information later tonight, but more likely tomorrow on what Dr. Pacelli has to see in terms of what's going on in Will's wrist. We talked with Buddy about it a little bit. And, you know, Buddy says he's trying to stay encouraged. And, you know, it's funny. It's what, you know, we caught up with Will after the game last night, talked to him a little bit about it. And he's moving the wrist around, says it only really bothered him on his follow-through with his swing. But Buddy said, you know, he may have been putting on a little bit of a brave face there and, said he was certainly in some discomfort. So, you know, it's a guy that's had some wrist issues in the past. Certainly you'd hate to lose this guy to the disabled list. He's been a real important cog at the top of the lineup and has really made incremental improvements as the season's gone on. I look at his last 10, 15 games. Randy, you've seen it too. This guy's a better knowledge of the strike zone, laying off balls, not chasing as much. We've seen him drop down a couple bunt base hits. So I think this is a young guy really starting to find himself.
I definitely agree with that, even at first base. Looking very, very comfortable, you know, his first appearance there. And 8 chances and looked very comfortable there. But, yeah, you talk about it, if we lose a Myers, I can't think of a better time, Corey, for possibly the starting rotation to step it up finally and make some things happen on the mound to get this ball club rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, it's kind of a head-scratcher, especially, you know, in my 8 previous seasons covering the team. You know, this has been a team that's largely had to get by on run prevention, pitching and defense. Now they have a lineup of guys that could score some runs, and the pitching sort of let them down, especially, I'd say, a little bit more in the bullpen than the starting rotation. And, you know, I have to think that this is going to, these guys are going to revert back to old form. You got too long a history with some past performances here, especially with a guy like James Shields and Ian Kennedy, guys that have been in the league for a while. Andrew Cashner, we know he's capable of putting together some good starts. And, you know, Tyson Ross had the big breakout year last year, but the home runs have been alarming. You know, there's 50 of them to account for already, and that's the most in the big leagues. So, but Buddy seems to think, you know, a lot of this lies with the pitchers in terms of falling behind in counts and leaving too many balls elevated. And, you know, I think these are all things that are fixable. And the important thing to note here, guys, you know, unlike, let's say, the Brewers, who have allowed 49 home runs, they're probably questioning members of their rotation, trying to figure out if they need to make some changes. Well, the Padres have all the right guys in place there. I think we could all agree upon that. Brandon Morrow's on the DL. But, you know, they have the right guys in place. And I think that with a little bit greater length as far as sample size, this thing will kind of level out a little bit more.
Oh, I definitely agree 100%. I think expectations coming out of spring training, obviously, are probably over the top. And, you know, and they have underperformed. And I think that they would tell you that as well, especially the bullpen. And then one side or the other has got to stimulate the other. Either the starting pitcher's got to slam the door the first 5 or 6 innings and hand it over to a bullpen, or vice versa. If the starter's going to struggle a little bit, the bullpen's got to come in and be the motivator and slam the door for the last 3 innings.
Yeah, and it's we're moving into the month of May now. You know, the starters are stretched out now. There's no reason why these guys, can't pitch into the seventh inning, and allow you to shorten up the bullpen a little bit where you're not leaning on these guys so much. So I think that's going to be important to know moving forward. And starting with a guy like James Shields tonight, a guy that strikes out a lot of guys and that drives up the pitch count, as Randy.
Right.
Not that you were a big strikeout guy, of course, but you could pitch all day and night. But, I think they need innings out of the starters and alleviate some of the pressure on the bullpen a little bit, shorten the game, and I think you're going to see some better results.
I definitely agree and concur with that. I mean, maybe you're a seventh-inning guy, an eighth-inning guy, a ninth-inning guy. Why in the world are you warming up in the fourth? And we've been seeing a lot of that type of scenario so far in this first 6 weeks, and everybody needs to get down. Starters need to get doing their job, go 6-7 innings, and then now you can put these guys in the spots where they're supposed to be in the bullpen, warming up when they expect to, and then get a little more consistency out of everyone involved.
Yeah, and I just look at these guys, and I've seen the performances before. We saw what Ian Kennedy did last year. And you got a lot of guys that can miss some bats. I think they lead the big leagues in strikeouts, which is great. But guys will still jump on that fastball from time to time. So you're going to see some home runs. And these guys have given up some home runs in their past, but not at this rate. So I have to think this thing levels out here. This isn't a sign of regression with all these guys at once. I'm just not buying it. These guys aren't on the downslide of their careers here. I think there's better performances ahead.
And I think, Corey, might be time for maybe a few of these guys to get a little more aggressive and start moving some hitters' feet when they're hitting.
Yeah, that's not a bad call, Randy. Yeah, you get those feet moving, come inside a little bit, and that opens up that outer third, and you could see some, a lot more strikeouts, a lot more weak contact. I think that's important.
Yeah, at least they might, some of those mistakes were on the plate, they might foul them back if you did that.
Yeah, it gives the hitter a little something to think about when that ball comes buzzing inside, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Talking to Corey Brock from MLB.com. We're not above talking about the silly stuff on the internet, and I think you're probably the foremost authority on this. Many probably don't understand, but can you give our listeners, our watchers out there, the Reader's Digest version of where the Vetter Cup came from and what this is all about?
Yeah, and I'm still a little fuzzy on some of the details. I think it was one of the bloggers in San Diego. I don't know if it was RJ Bros or Rick and those guys or somebody else came up with the idea of the Vetter Cup, knowing that Pearl Jam lead singer Eddie Vedder had a background in San Diego. I believe he grew up there and went to high school there, Gracie. Maybe you could set
that
me
straight. That sounds right. Yeah, he spent some time here.
And then, of course, his roots in Seattle, where the band really took off, Pearl Jam. So, the Vetter Cup has taken a little steam out of it lately. But now that interleague play has gone to these short two-game series, we don't really get a very good long look at the Mariners anymore, so which is a little sad and cut short a trip home for me up here. But, the Padres have a chance to even the Vetter Cup tonight, and they got feel like they got the best guy on the mound to do it.
Really good stuff from Corey Brock. Corey, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the game. Have a safe flight home, and we'll see you back here in San Diego real soon.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah. Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thanks to Corey Brock for joining us on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out their new green pepper sauce flavor today. Thanks to Corey. Always doing great stuff, whether it's with us or on Padres.com, MLB.com. Always great to catch up with him. More Padres talk when we come back from the AMR studios.